气真的是很好啊。
Ryan translating this morning, Shenshen.
那想翻译一下。
Thank you. Reading Chinese words.
OK， 这只是我只知道了中文中的一小部分的一个，只知道个别的词。对。
Let me begin by asking you a question, and I would like two or three people to respond out loud.
我想问你们两三个问题，希望大家能够发声回答。
How was your life after Christ, after you become a Christian, different from what it was like before you were a Christian?
从比较一下你在作为基督徒之前到你现在成为基督徒之后，你的生活有什么变化？
I'm not asking for a long testimony, but in one sentence, what would you say is the main difference?
我不是要问一个大家做一个很长的见证，但是我就想让你大家用一句话表明一下。
Anyone?
大家发声说出来，任何都可以。我有希望了。
Live with hope.
Yeah.
Yes. What else?
还有什么呢
？It's like a U-turn.
Like a U-turn.
像做了一个，像做了一个回转。
Going a different direction, right?
啊。
Anyone else?
还有吗？
Burden free. No
没有
burdens.
没有负担了。
When we think of our change that God does in a heart after they come to know Jesus,
当我们想一下我们在认识耶稣之后，我们内心的变化是什么的时候
，I at least often focus on two things.
我们总是重点在两点。
My change in my relationship with God.
我和我神的关系的变化。
That we are no longer separated by our sin.
我们永远和神没有再分隔，因着罪而分隔了。
And secondly, how it makes me feel the hope, the no burdens. I feel more joy.
第二点就是我自己的感受，我感受到了希望，感受到了喜乐。
But I want to ask you to turn to the book of First John, the epistle of First John.
那我们看一下约翰一书第一章。
And this is the very beginning of the letter that John is writing to the church.
那这个在约翰给教会写信的第一个开始的部分。
As I was reading this several weeks back, it struck me how he summarized the change that took place because of the gospel.
在我几周前阅读这一段的时候，让我真的是很震撼。这个他如何总结？信徒的这个内心的变化。
I'm going to read verses 5 through 7, then I'll let the translator read those. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见，又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
John lists two changes in verse 7 that happens when a person is walking with Jesus.
约翰他在第七节的时候列出了两个变化。
We have fellowship with one another.
我们和彼此之间有相交。
And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from the guilt of sin.
那耶稣的宝血使得我们的罪得以洁净。
I think we often overlook this key part of fellowship that changes our relationship with each other.
那我们往往会忽略掉因着我们与神的关系呢它改变了我们彼此之间的相互的关系。
Fellowship, or the Greek word is koinonia.
在希腊语中 这个团契或者是相交这个词是 koinonia.
Is that which we share together as a basis of partnership.
那它的意思就是说是基于我们的这种合伙人的关系我们相互分享。
When you...are reconciled with God through faith in Jesus Christ.
当我们借着与耶稣基督的信与神和好的时候
And I am likewise reconciled to God through Jesus Christ.
那我呢，也是与耶稣基督的和好。
We have a core element of our life in common.
那我们彼此之间呢，就有一个核心的相似的一个元素。
And that deeply changes the way in which we relate with each other.
那这个元素就会很深刻的影响到我们相互之间的关系。
We said even several times in this service, refer to each other as a brother or a sister.
那我们在这次敬拜之中已经有几次就说我们相互之间是弟兄姐妹的关系。
Because we have a common heavenly father.
因为我们有一个共同在天上的父。
We are partners together with the task of making disciples of all people.
那我们一起同工，要让这个世界都同作门徒。
We are deeply changed, not only within ourselves, but in our relationship with everyone else.
那我们内心有很深刻的变化，不只是我们自己，同时也与我们周围的人。
Let me illustrate this with three different types of relationships.
让我来用三种不同的关系来表明这个变化。
The first is a marriage relationship between a husband and a wife.
第一点就是夫妻之间的关系。
This is the most intimate of human relationships.
这是在人类关系中最亲密的关系。
Not just because we like each other more than we like anyone else.
但并不只是因为我们彼此之间，非常的喜欢，超过喜欢其他人。
My wife Mary Beth is sitting beside me this morning, and I like her more than I like anyone else. But that's not what makes the relationship so strong.
我的妻子就坐在这里。那我想说，我们之间是非常喜欢，但是并不是只是因为这个喜欢就让这个关系变得非常的亲密和强。
But it's because we left our families and made a covenant with each other to form a new family.
那而是因为我们离开我们各自的家，然后用相互之间立约，形成了一个新的家庭。
The Bible says in Genesis 2:24, that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united with his wife, and they become one flesh.
所以在创世纪第二章二十四节说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Our family is seeing that from the other perspective as my daughter got engaged in December.
那我很高兴又从另外一个角度来看到这一点。我的女儿在十二月的时候订婚了。
Up to now, she's been a part of our family. She shared everything in common with Mary Beth and me.
那直到现在呢，她一直都是跟我们分享家里面和我妻子一起分享我们家里面的东西。
And while I try to help her prepare to be independent, I feel responsible to take care of her.
那当我们在准备让她更独立于我们家庭的时候，我觉得我有这个责任来帮助她。
But this summer she will get married and she'll start a new household.
那今年的夏天呢，她会结婚，要成立一个新的家庭。
She and her husband Ben will share everything in common.
她和她的丈夫 Ben 要一起分享所有的东西。
The Bible lists this as an ideal relationship where we're committed for life and we show each other love and respect.
那圣经分享说，这是一个非常理想的性的一个关系，因为我们要彼此分享，要彼此把所有生命中的东西一起来分享。
And that relationship is modeled by Christ's love for us.
那这样的一个关系呢，被耶稣基督爱我们的心这个关系，可就是说作为一种模式。
Husbands and wives, the Bible tells us to submit to one another.
那圣经教导我们，夫妻之间要相互彼此委身。
And even calls for the husband to be willing to lay down their life or to give their life for their wives.
那教导丈夫要如此的爱妻子，要愿意把生命给妻子，就像耶稣爱教会一样。
This relationship is to our core. It is that which is most basic of who we are.
那这样的一个关系呢，是我们最核心的一个关系，是最基本的关系。
This is why the Bible tells believers not to marry unbelievers.
那所以圣经就教导我们说信徒不要和非信徒同父一轭。
Because in marriage you're partnering at the deepest level.
因为婚姻是一种最深层次的一种合伙的关系。
So in that sense, as believers, we have a fellowship, we have a unity with one another.
所以在这个意义上，作为同是信徒，我们在基督里面有合一。
The second relationship I want to compare this to is a relationship within a congregation like this.
那第二个我想比打比方说的这个关系呢，就是我们在这个会众之间的关系。
The passage I read at 1 John 1, John seems to be addressing primarily this common fellowship that we have in a congregation with each other.
所以在约翰一书第一章里面就讲描述了就是这样一种关系。
The congregation becomes like a family for each other, which works together to build each other up.
那我们的会众就像来到一起，就像一个家庭一样，同时也同时共同服侍，能够彼此建造。
And together we are striving to impact those around us with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那我们一起同工，能够以耶稣基督的福音来影响我们周围的人。
The Bible says that a congregation like this is like a building with each of us being living stones.
那我们也打了一个比方，就说我们像是一个，我们彼此就像是活着的石头，能建立一个教会。
We're like a body with each part working together but interdependent upon each other.
或者就像是一个身体里面有各个的肢体，我们之间相互连接，有相互的依靠。
The example I give from Scripture is from Acts chapter 2.
那我在《使徒行传》第二章有一个例子。
It's where the churches said that they share this fellowship, they have everything in common. Let me just read verses 44 through 47 and then you can. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts.They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
So this again is the idea for how the Bible says that we should relate to each other within this congregation.
所以这也是圣经中描述我们在这个会众之中我们应该有的理想的一个关系。
Let me expand this to a third type of relationship between believers or Christians from different congregations.
那我让我来把这样的一个关系呢扩展一下。不只是在我们同一个会众之中，我们要把与其他教会的这样的一个关系也表明。
Have you traveled to a church in another part of the country, another land, and met with people who knew Jesus Christ and felt that bond with them?
你有没有去过一个另外一个地方，甚至是另外一个国度？但是你去教会里面，但是你就同样感到了这种和那里的弟兄姐妹的一种连接。
You may not have the same culture or language.Or experience, but you have that which is most common, that which is most basic in common with each other.
你们可能没有共同的文化、语言，或者说是这个经历，但是你们有相同的内心之中的这种连接。
We were challenged last week. Jerry Gillis, who's a pastor of another church in the city.
那上一周有一个牧师叫 Perry， 他在城市之中的另外的一个牧师。
He challenged us that there really is one church.
他教导我们，他向我们挑战说，实际只有一个教会。
Not many churches around Buffalo or Western New York.
那并不是说是在布法罗或者是西部纽约有很多教会。
But one church in which God intends for us to work together to reach this city.
那而是只有一个教会，是要神在我们当中动工，让我们一起来为这个城市服事。
In the Bible, there were churches in different cities or regions around the Mediterranean.
那在而且还有在这个地中海地区有很多的其他的教会，其他的城市。
When the church in Jerusalem went through a severe famine, and the people in the church were facing hunger and starvation.
在这个耶路撒冷的教会呢，经历了一个很大的饥荒，他们有很大的这个困难。
The Apostle Paul called the churches of other cities to take up a collection to take to the church in Jerusalem.
所以使徒保罗就呼吁其他在其他地方的教会能够一起奉献，能够把这个奉献的东西捐献给这个耶路撒冷的教会。
And he talks about the church in Macedonia, or the church in Corinth, sacrificing to give out of their poverty because another church was in even greater need.
那他就呼召在马其顿，在各个其他地方的教会能够一起来，牺牲，做牺牲，奉献出来，同时来支援这个比他们处境更困难的耶路撒冷的教会。
You may not know believers today that are facing suffering in Sudan or Burma or Brazil.
那也许你们不知道在苏丹，在缅甸，在甚至在巴西，都有很多的我们的教会的弟兄姐妹在受罪受苦。
But there is a bond, a fellowship between us.
那然而我们之间呢，有一个共同的连接，有一个这个相交的地方。
We are brothers and sisters partnering together for the work of the gospel.
那我们都是弟兄姐妹一起同工，为了主的福音。
So I've listed three relationships in marriage, within a congregation, and between congregations.
所以我列出了三种关系，夫妻的婚姻关系，在我们整个这个教会里的聚会的关系，以及与其他教会弟兄姐妹的关系。
And I've given the ideal of how the Bible tells us we should relate with each other.
那也给出了圣经中教导我们应当有的这样的理想的关系。
But you do not have to be in church long to realize that this level of fellowship is not always there and is desperately needed.
那也许你在教会里不需要待太久，你就会发现这样的一种理想关系其实是比较缺乏的。
In marriages, many fail to last for a variety of reasons.
那婚姻因着各样的原因呢，很多就不能继续了。
Some end up in divorce.
有些甚至离婚了。
Perhaps some young people are trying the relationship by living together without that lifelong covenant.
那甚至有些年轻人呢，没有这样的一个婚姻的一个契约，他们就彼此同居在一起。
There's a deeper problem even with these.
那对于这样的一个情况呢，其实有更大的一些问题。
We view the relationship selfishly to make us happy.
那其实这是一种很自私的，为了让自己快乐的一种动机。
But when we begin the relationship that is based on God's grace shown to us,
然而它却基于在了一种神给我们恩赐的恩典的一种关系里面。
We are to give ourselves fully in response to God's grace.
在神的恩典之下，我们的回应应该是把我们自己全然的献上。
And God calls us to serve others.To serve our spouse sacrificially.
那神呼召我们要为我们的配偶有牺牲的奉献精神。
Within congregations, as in part of my job, deal with conflict between people in the same congregation.
那我工作的一部分职责就是要在同一个教会里面，如果大家有纷争，我要去调解。
They may not all like the way the worship music is handled.
那也许不是所有的人都喜欢，都同样的喜欢某种敬拜的方式。
I've heard of churches splitting over the color of the carpet.
那我甚至听说教会因为这个地毯的颜色而分裂。
In essence, it's people that want to get their way or are hurt when it doesn't go their way.
那就是当别人不愿意跟自己的方式一样的时候，他们就觉得自己受伤害了。
Paul dealt with.Some churches that were facing the same type of issues.
保罗他也一起就是说在解决类似的教会的问题。
We read from 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
那我们读一下这个哥林多前书第三章。
Brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Christ.I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you're still not ready. you are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere human beings?
弟兄们，三章一节开始，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？
The key problem here is that people are not living by the Spirit.
那这里的一个关键的问题是，大家不是靠圣灵而生。
Worldly or even fleshly desires to please ourselves.
是属世的或者是属肉体的那些欲念，让我们决定了我们的现在的位置。
But when we start a relationship in response to the grace of God to us,
那当我们其实应该是作为神的这个恩典，我们要回应他，从而来开始我们的关系。
We respond to that grace by giving our all.
那我们要因着回应这样的恩典，把我们自己全然的献上。
And it's no longer that I come to church so that others will make me feel good.
那我并不是说我来教会是因为别人让我感觉良好，而是我来到教会，我们要彼此建造，我要为你们服侍。那当我们落回到我们以前老我处理事情的方式的时候，我们就变得自私了。
But God calls us to live by His Spirit.
但是神呼召我们要因着他的圣灵而生活，
to be giving and sacrificial for one another.
而是要奉献出来，要彼此的为牺牲。
In the third relationship of Christians of different congregations, we also see problems.
而我们在第三种情况下也看到，就是在不同的教会的基督徒之间也有问题。
We see prejudice and segregation.Even hatred and killing in the extreme forms.
我们看到了嫉妒分裂，甚至是仇恨和杀害。
In his sermons, Dr. Martin Luther King was fond of saying that 11 o'clock Sunday morning is the most segregated hour, and Sunday school is still the most segregated school of the week.
他马丁路德金在一次布道，就是在一次讲道里面，他讲到说在。星期日早上十一点和这个主日学的时候是大家最分裂的。
Now, I can understand a church like this that bases on language that we worship in our heart language, but we are still one church.
那虽然我们都是用不同的语言，我们内心其实用不同的语言，但是我们是一个教会。
With the church that is speaking English just down the hall, or with the church in the middle of Buffalo.
那与我们一起，与我们在隔壁的这个。大的聚会厅或者是在水牛城市中心的教会都一样。
You know Pastor Cap Farrow, he's probably come and spoken here before.
你们知道这个牧师 Cap Farrow 这个牧师吧，他以前来这里讲过道。
I've been working with him as he has a building in the inner city that had four congregations that met in the same building.
那我跟他一起同工，他在市中心有四个教会在同一个建筑物里面聚会。
One had a white pastor, one an African American pastor.
那有一个白人的牧师和黑人的牧师。
One had a Hispanic pastor and one had a first generation African pastor.
那有一个有拉美裔的牧师，还有一个有第一代的这个非洲裔的牧师。
And it was interesting to see how they struggled to get along with each other.
那其实可以看到他们相互之间在努力的想要配搭的时候是很有趣的。
Disagreeing over how well they took care of the sound equipment or what temperature the thermostat was set at.
他们彼此之间都是要去为了达成，比如说怎么使用这个音响系统，要相互之间甚至有争议。
We see it is not easy for churches to work together.
我们看到 让教会之间能够彼此共同服事并不容易。
The church today is far from the ideal that we see in Scripture.
那今日的教会呢，真的是与我们圣经中看到的理想的教会相差很远。
So why is it that we miss the mark?
那为什么我们没能达成这个目标？
Now some may say that if they are not relating with each other, then they do not true have not truly experienced Christ.
那有的人说是，如果说我们彼此之间不能配搭的话，是因为我们没有真正的经历过耶稣基督。
1 John 2:9 says, "Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or a sister is still in the darkness."
约翰一书第二章九节讲，人若说自己在光明中，他却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。
I've recently been reading about the violence in the 1970s, 1980s in Ireland between Catholics and Protestants.
那我最近读到了在爱尔兰，他们在1970年代和80年代这个天主教和这个清教徒之间的这个暴力。
These two Christian groups hated each other and would sing songs about murdering the other group.
那他们这个同样是基督徒的两个部分，他们唱相同的诗，但是他们相互之间却仇杀。
I believe much violence in the world is done in the name of Christ, but is done by people who have a cultural connection with the religion of Christianity, but do not truly know the person of Jesus.
那我相信在世界上有很多的这种因着宗教的暴力，他们是有这个因着文化的这个宗教的关联，但其实没有真正的经历耶稣基督。
But I'm not suggesting that anyone who has troubles in relationships is not a Christian.
那我并不是说任何有这个相互之间有关系困难的人都不是基督徒。
The Bible teaches that even in a Christian's heart, we can have sinful desires.
那圣经教导我们，即使是基督徒的心里面也会有这个罪的想法。
That will create a conflict between you and another believer.
那这样子就因着这个罪，我们就会创造出一种相互彼此之间的矛盾。
James chapter 4 verses 1 and 2 says, "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but you do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight."You do not have because you do not ask God.
那在雅各书四章一节，你们中间的征战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们白体中战斗之私欲来的吗？你们贪恋还是得不着？你们杀害嫉妒又斗殴征战也不能得。你们得不着是因为你们不求。
Again, we are looking to others to satisfy us when God says we ought to bring it to Him in prayer.
那我们彼此之间呢，其实就是没有能够去彼此的牺牲，然后没有去带到神之前祷告。
When each of us become a believer, the blood of Jesus washes us from all sin.
那我们每一个人，主耶稣基督的宝血都已经把我们的从罪中洁净。
We are in that instant.Reconciled with God, and that sin that has been a barrier has been washed away.
那在这样的情况下，我们的和阻隔我们和神之间的这个隔绝就已经被洁净被拿除了。
But that is just the beginning of the change.
但这只是一个变化的开端。
There also begins a process of being purified from the effects of sin on our heart.
那其实有一个我们的一个过程，就是我们的心会被洁净的一个过程。
Sin and its desires may still linger and cause barriers between us.
这个罪和我们的欲望，它始终可能还停留在我们身上，能够制造出这样子一种隔绝来。
But the more we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us and enable us to love with a pure love, the better we can relate with each other.
那如果我们越多的靠着圣灵让他来我们心中做工，让他能够把我们的内心除尽我们的罪，那我们其实就可以越好的一个状态。
We share the same spirit that unites us. We have a fellowship and unity with one another.
我们共同 共享一个圣灵，我们彼此之间能够有共同的合一。
So whenever you experience a conflict with another believer, examine your heart.
所以当你与另外的一个信徒之间有这个纷争的时候，你要检醒检查你的内心。
Is there a sinful desire or a selfish desire that is contributing to that conflict?
是不是有一个属罪的一个或者是一个欲望的一个原因，能够造成了现在的这样一个纷争？
Is there some attitude that is not from the Holy Spirit?
是不是有一些态度不是从圣灵而来的？
We should not be complacent to accept broken relationships within the body of Christ.
我们不应该说在耶稣基督的这个我们的共同的身体之中又有一个破坏的关系，我们不应该就待在那里以此而为满足。
We are called to a higher level of unity.
我们被呼召要上升到一个更高的合一的关系中。
The fellowship of those who walk with Christ.
那与我们共同与神同行的过程中的弟兄姐妹，我们要与他们有合一。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, check our hearts to live pure lives.
天父啊，求你检查我们的心，让我们过纯粹的生活。
In every relationship we have, may be based on your grace.
那在我们生命中的每一个关系之中，都基于你的恩典。
And as much as it relies upon us, may we live at peace with one another.
那我们就尽全力的彼此在和睦中同居。
Purify the desires of our heart.
能够洁净我们内心的欲念。
That we may love you with all of our heart.
那我们可以用我们的全然的心来爱你。
And that we may love our neighbor.
我们也爱我们的邻舍。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.